This is the Big Philly Show.
Wired 96.5.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath. You're gonna
hear me. Commercial free on the Big Philly Show. Wired 96.5 is Friday. Thanks for waking up with us, Chunky, Gia, and Tingle. You could tweet at Big Philly Show or at Wired 96.5 Philly to say what up. You could also text in at 60145. Shout out to our boy listening right now, Cuban Da Vinci.
Coolest name, Cuban Da Vinci.
The coolest name ever. And also coming up, Miley Cyrus tickets next to see her on the Today Show. And a special surprise after we get a winner for the Miley tickets. Special surprise. That happening around 7:35. Next, we will talk about famous people.
All's fair in love and music, apparently, because two huge stars that could not even be in the same room as each other this time a year ago are now besties for life. I'm going to tell you who hugged it out coming up next when we talk about famous people.
Commercial free right now on the Big Philly Show.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Commercial free on the Big Philly Show. It's Chunky, that's Gia, that's Tingle. And if you love Miley Cyrus and you want to see her on the Today Show, your chance to do that is happening next. Plus, after somebody wins, a surprise. So if you're a big Miley fan, make sure you're tuned in. Right now, let's talk about famous people.
All right, big news for Big Sean, actually. He locked it down. He is engaged to Glee star Naya Rivera. She plays Santana on the show. They got engaged earlier this week, and they've only been dating for about 6 months, but they are definitely one of the hottest, most photographed couples out there right now. And believe it or not, they met on Twitter. How cute is that? They started following each other, then they were DMing each other, and then it turned into a real date. And he has said so many nice things about her. He was actually doing an interview recently. Sean was doing an interview and they asked him about Naya, and he's like, every morning I wake up and I look over at her and I'm like, I am winning so hard.
You know, this brings up a good point, because I was talking to my fiance the other day about this. 5 years ago, if you said you met somebody on Facebook or Twitter, they might have looked at you weird, but
it's the new normal.
Yeah, our kids, like, when our kids grow up, that's where you meet somebody.
I know, it's so true. Who's going out to bars, whatever.
That girl, I was watching football last Sunday. I think it's that girl. She was at the Raiders game. He's a receiver for the Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, her brother?
Yeah.
Wow,
and
okay.
And Vanessa Hudgens, her brother is in the NFL as well. Very strange. But the cute part is, I mean, like I said, they only got engaged a couple of days ago, but they've already been planning their wedding, and they've actually picked out their wedding song already, and we have a clip for you.
It's twerking backwards down the aisle.
I want to see her walk down the aisle to this song. That would be amazing.
Walk down the aisle with her dad in hand.
Someone's got to hold the dress to make sure. All right, and if they don't pick that song, they might find another one that they like. Because Chris Brown and Drake, in some world of random events, they have been getting nicey-nice with each other, making music. Chris Brown put on his Facebook the other day a picture of the two of them hanging out in the studio, and people were rightly so going berserker. I don't know whether or not it is a legitimate collaboration, but Chris does have an album coming out in November, so it's a total possibility that they're going to team up on something. And it's not going to be Rihanna, obviously.
Ooh, nice one.
Ooh.
I wonder if they do the music video. I just want to see Drake in a music video come out as Wheelchair Jimmy. Just accept it, bro.
It's not going to happen.
Just accept that you were Wheelchair Jimmy.
He embraces he was born Aubrey Graham. He embraces the fact that he was Wheelchair Jimmy from Degrassi. Everyone knows him from that. He would not be where he is today if he didn't embrace Wheelchair Jimmy.
Why is he not coming out on stage in a wheelchair?
Do you want him to have the fro that he used to have, too? I mean, do you want him to start dressing the way that he did when he was 14 years old?
Jimmy Fallon had a reunion show with the cast of Saved by the Bell. They all came out in costume.
See? If Drake rolled up on stage in Philly in a wheelchair, tell me that wouldn't be dope.
I challenge you to tweet that to Drake right now.
I'm sure he'll see it and reply, but I'll do it.
You should. You never know. Adam Richman tweeted me back.
That's
and
true.
DM'd me.
It could happen.
And what?
Who's that?
From the guy from Man vs. Food. Man, I would leave Chris for in a heartbeat.
And got her pregnant.
I'm having a food baby.
Miley Cyrus coming up next.